If you make homemade anything, I'd be having all that stuff made and ready before October 1st so that all you have to do is ship, ship, ship.
Welcome to the Amazon Files podcast, brought to you by Mommy Income, where we help others start and scale businesses on Amazon by taking small, consistent steps. Here is your host, Kristen Ostrander, a 17-year e-commerce veteran who knows a thing or two about building a seven-figure Amazon empire from the comfort of her own home. Surrounded by three energetic kids and a hunky husband, she still has an insatiable desire to see others succeed.
Hey, hey, welcome everyone to this week's episode of the Amazon Files brought to you by Mommy Income. I am your host, Kristen Ostrander, and this is one of my favorite topics. We are going to dig into Q4 today. And why do I love Q4 so much? I love Q4 because it literally is probably at least a quarter, if not a third, probably more like a third of our yearly income. It is the biggest selling season of the entire online world and probably just the universe. It is the holiday season. It starts on October 1st and goes all the way through December. And so the major holidays that Americans are always celebrating usually fall between this period. There's a couple outliers. Of course, Easter is a big deal and some other holidays, but Q4 is literally the biggest selling season of the entire year. And so it needs much attention. Now, I know what you guys are like, it's July. Why are we talking about Christmas? Well, because you're an online retailer. And when you're an online retailer, you order products earlier than even now for Q4. So I want to talk to you about Q4 today and how you can maximize your profits and prepare for the holiday season. Because guess what? Your competition, they're at the beach, they're boating, they're hanging out at the campground, they're vacationing. They're not preparing for Q4. And that's what you're doing, right? Because you're here. So I want to help you to prepare for Q4 so that you're ready and when your competition is still lounging around the pool. Now, y'all know I love summer, right? I do. I just actually got back from a vacation that was awesome. And I was literally like almost off the grid for 10 whole days. And it felt amazing and fantastic. But it is back to work. We just placed all of our Christmas orders. Our Halloween orders actually arrived at the prep center this week, which means we had to place those orders by, I think, the end of April. But just remember, it's not too late. So before you guys start running going, oh, it's too late. If she already placed her orders, then there's no way that I can get in. Then you're wrong. There's plenty of time, but you need to act quickly. And this is why I'm doing, it's like Christmas in July, right? So I want to make sure that you are aware of that. What is Q4? Q4 is literally just the last month of the year. It is the fourth quarter. In most business and finances, they call it Q4 or quarter four or the fourth quarter of the year. So it is October, November, and December. It is the selling season. So when I refer to Q4, that's what I mean. Starting October 1st all the way to the end of the year, it is the largest selling season on Amazon, on any online retailer, period. So you need to be ready. Are you ready? I want to get you ready. So let's talk about the different things to help you get ready. The first thing is to join our Facebook group. Of course, this you want to be able to join our Facebook group. It is mommyincome.com/join us. You need a code word so that we don't like spammers and people like that. Your code word is Q4 prep. So hashtag Q4 prep, and you can get into that mommyincome.com/join us. So you've heard the Facebook group. You have no excuses of where's my code word? I hear that all the time. And we give a code word in almost every single episode. And so that you can get into the Facebook group, ask questions, come there, prepare to ask other sellers how they're doing, what they're doing to prepare for bundling and wholesale and Q4 and all that. So make sure you do that. The second thing you need to do is register for the Q4 Jumpstart class. Every year in July, I teach a Q4 Jumpstart class for beginners or newbies or people who want to increase their sales from last year. And maybe they're just kind of taking their first crack at Q4. Maybe it's their second go round and they're like, oh, last year wasn't as great for me. I want to learn more. Mommyincome.com/jumpstart. mommyincome.com/jumpstart. This is to get the $97 live Q4 jumpstart class. This is going to help you prepare, know what to sell, how to plan strategies for inventory planning, a holiday, a shipping calendar, important dates, deadlines, things like that. This year is going to be different. There is a lot of different issues we'll talk about today about preparing for Q4, but in the jumpstart class, I'm going to be going through month by month, category by category, helping you understand what you should be selling for Q4 and giving you all kinds of ideas. Because guys, it's not just about Christmas toys. A lot of people think, oh, you have to sell toys for Christmas. No, you don't. As a matter of fact, these last couple of years, we haven't sold a single toy for Q4 and we still kill it. We're talking six-figure months over and over again in Q4 if you are prepared. So you got to get prepared. Okay. So mommyincome.com/jumpstart, $97 gets you the class for life, plus the replay, plus the calendar, everything else. You want to start. If this is your first Q4, you can't miss Q4 Jumpstart. It is the class that you want to be able to take in order to kickstart your Q4. And yes, we're talking about it early because you can't start Q4 in Q4. You have to do it now. Okay. So let's talk about the different things that you need to do in order to prepare for Q4. This is just kind of an outline bird's eye view of what you can start doing now to prepare for your awesome, amazing Q4 that you can have, right? Okay. First of all, inventory management is number one. You are a retail business. So because you're a retail business, you need to manage your inventory properly. And for Q4 is no exception. Now I hear some of you be like, IPI scores and what about inventory limits and things like that? Yes. 2021 is different than previous years because Amazon has implemented storage limits and quantity limits. So if you're anticipating selling a couple hundred a day in something and Amazon's not increasing your limits, you need to manage your inventory properly. That means be ready. You're going to have to work harder in Q4. Take a vacation in January. Because Q4 is busy. It is the busiest selling season. So prepare your inventory ahead of time. So if you're thinking that you need to, last year you sold 300 units of something, you're going to need to increase that. And you're going to need to pay attention to your shipping schedule. Because as things start to sell, Amazon's going to lift the limits and let you sell more. But you can't send in 1,000 units of one item. They're not going to let you. So this year is different in that you have to plan your shipping and your inventory management very carefully. It's can be kind of complicated if you're selling a lot of volume. This is why I don't choose to do volume and I choose more to work on margin than anything else. I like to sell a wide range of SKUs and bundles, and I like to sell them like I like to make $10 or more on each bundle. I mean, some of them are lower than that. Most of them are higher, but I like to at least average that. So you don't have to sell as many units to make a good profit if you're selling based on margin. So I just want you to pay attention to those things and make sure that you're paying attention to margin and that you're making really good money planning your inventory. You can't sell what you don't have. Okay. So you have to make sure that you're ordering enough inventory to cover the 3 months. Because another thing about inventory in Q4 is generally speaking, it's a one and done order. If you're doing wholesale, you can only order once and you can't decide in mid-November that you are out of stock and need to order more. They're not going to have any. Chances are they're going to be sold out of that already. So they're not going to have that for you and you're not going to be able to reorder and you're going to be bummed. So planning your inventory wisely. Some people ask me like, well, what is the rule of thumb here? Like, what should I order? How much should I order? If you don't have a last year to compare it to, then you're going to want to think about if this is your first Q4 or you're new to Q4, you're going to want to think about your average sales for maybe a month. So if you're just selling on Amazon, maybe the last 3 or 4 months and you have a replan, you know, thinking about adding 10 to 20% of that. If you've sold last year Q4, take those numbers. And if you didn't have any leftovers and you sold out earlier, you need to add more inventory because it's better to have slightly too much than not enough inventory because not enough means you're losing money. If you have inventory that you can still sell, even though it's past the season, there are other ways to break even on inventory, but you can't break even on something you don't have. So it's always better to have too much than not enough because too much means you can liquidate, you can sell, you can bundle, you can save it for the next year, you can liquidate it, you can sell it on other platforms, whatever you want to do, but you can't sell what you don't have. So make sure you order enough. And also, the next thing to do is plan to save extra money for additional inventory. This is where you want to take advantage of dating. Not like, you know, Tinder kind of dating. I'm talking about dating as in your wholesaler's offer. If you order a Christmas order or something like that and have it shipped, you don't have to pay for it until mid-December, or you don't have to pay for it until the beginning of December. A lot of them do December as far as Christmas and fall orders. So take advantage of that. That's like free credit, no interest. They won't make you pay for your Christmas inventory before, you know, you can sell it out first. So that's a great thing that you want to pay attention to using dating. Ask your wholesalers if they offer any sort of dating for fall and holiday items. And most of them will say yes. Also, don't forget to ask your wholesalers if they have a buyback option. Many wholesalers that deal with Christmas and deal with a lot of calendars and specific things like that, they have a buyback. So at a certain point, if you don't sell out of that inventory, they'll buy it back from you at cost. And maybe you lose a little bit of money on shipping or something like that, but they'll buy it back because they can resell it. That's their specialty. Not all of them offer that. Some do. So pay attention to what you're selling and asking that. Also take advantage of that. Do not, also it's another favorite tip to prepare for Q4. Do not neglect your replens. If you are selling consistent replens right now, off season, just regular, average, everyday stuff, like we sell some rugs and we sell some home decor and some party supplies and things like that. If it's average, everyday, you know, like Disney princess, something like, stock up on evergreen items. This is something people neglect because they think they need to abandon their regular sellers and that they need to go and spend a whole bunch of money on Christmas decorations and Halloween stuff and everything else. Well, remember that Q4 is an addition to what you're already selling. Do not neglect your refunds. You know why? People are already shopping on Amazon. They're going to add that stuff to the cart plus their holiday items. So don't neglect your replens. Okay. So that was about inventory management. Let's talk about shipping for just a second, because shipping this year is going to be a hot mess. Just going to be honest. As Amazon has rolled out their delivery systems and are hiring more drivers, they're going to hire even more drivers. So you're going to have UPS, you're going to have Postal Service, you're going to have Amazon Prime drivers. It's just a crazy thing. Because of the pandemic, more and more people who weren't really shopping online are now shopping online even more. And so that has increased the time it takes for your stuff to arrive. So shipping early is really important. Creating new bundles and listings early, give them time to index. So if you're creating new bundles for, let's say, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, some other different events that are going on in these months, create the listing early so that the listing has time to index and Amazon has time to recognize it. Grab those early sales. You guys, we sell Halloween year-round, not at like gangbusters, like it's like it is in like September and October, but we have Halloween stuff selling year round. So we keep a few stock items that tend to sell year round. But Halloween starts selling in July, like right now, because all of the people that are preparing to stock haunted houses and things like that, they're buying their stuff now so that like when September 15th hits, they can open up their doors to haunted houses and do all that. They have to be prepared. So that's where you come in, offering these products early, just a little bit. You don't have to send in all of your inventory all at once, but sending some stuff in and letting it sit for just a little bit and getting the early sales. Because yes, the majority of people like to buy things last minute, but not everybody does that. So making sure that you're paying attention to when you're sending your products in, send them early. If you have Halloween stuff, send it now. No joke. Send it now. Because while everyone else is waiting to the last minute, you're going to get the early sales. Order early. Just order early. Put it on your calendar. When you get those catalogs in the mail for things like Halloween and Christmas and fall and all the different holidays that are going on, put the deadlines on your calendar. Because our Halloween has shipped this week. It arrived at the prep center this week. So we've already got all of our Halloween stuff. It's all shipping to Amazon this week. So that's early. This is July, you guys. Halloween, yes. So Christmas and Thanksgiving and things like that are not far behind. Look at those catalogs. Pay attention to the early ordering deadlines, because there's advantages to ordering early It doesn't mean you can't order now. It just means that some things might be sold out. And they usually offer an early bird discount. Like there's one of our vendors that if we order by, I think, May 31st, all of our Halloween, we get like 10% off and 12-1 dating, which means we don't have to pay that invoice until December 1st. Plus we get 10% off, plus we get free freight. Like we are saving money. So paying attention to all that stuff. This is about being prepared. This is your business. No one else is going to do this prep work for you. So you need to get on it and do it soon. Okay. For retail arbitrage friends, ship the same day, ship more often. Ask store managers if and when they'll get extra shipments of things. So here's a tip for you. If you guys are any Costco shoppers, anything, I'm like a Costco junkie. I love Costco. People like roll their eyes when they start seeing Halloween stuff in August or even July in their stores. Well, why? Because it's one and done. You can only order, retail stores usually only order holiday stuff one time and they get the stock that they have. And when they have the stock, that's all they get. When it's gone, it's gone. So shop early. If you guys are retail arbitragers and you start seeing that stuff in Costco in like early August, buy it and ship it in because it's going to be gone by the time you want to go back and get it. For retail arbitrage, again, ship more often. Ask when new shipments will come in. If you're an arbitrager, go to the stores and look at what's out of stock right now. If it's out of stock right now, chances are it's a popular item and it's going to be even more out of stock for Christmas. It's going to be more popular for the Christmas season, the holiday season. So pay attention to where the empty racks are and say, oh my gosh, if this toy or this product or these things are trending now, they're going to be even bigger for the holiday selling season. So pay attention to that. So FBA warehouses are overwhelmed during the season. So the smaller shipments will help processing. It will take less time for Amazon to check in your shipments if you have smaller shipments. So smaller shipments more often. So if you've got 10, 12 boxes going in versus 2 or 3 boxes, they're going to check in that shipment a lot faster. But guys, let me tell you this right now, shipping, receiving, and checking in stuff is taking quite a bit longer, especially if you're sending to one of those new warehouses, new FBA fulfillment centers that are out there. They're slower. Their employees aren't as trained as some other places. So be aware of that and don't sit on your hands. If you've got retail arbitrage items, try to plan to ship the same day. It can't hurt you to just ship in a couple small boxes. It's better than waiting and waiting and hoping that is, because when you're doing arbitrage, time is everything. Yes, you can do fulfillment by merchant as well. The problem with that is you're also at the mercy of the delivery dates, and customers think that because they're ordering on Amazon by a merchant that they still are going to get their items faster. So be aware that shipping is just going to take a little bit longer. And it's always longer during the holiday selling season. If you make homemade anything, I'd be having all that stuff made and ready before October 1st. So that all you have to do is ship, ship, ship. So just pay attention to those things. Process more often, smaller shipments. Another thing that I want to caution you about is chasing after those hot trends, right? So if you guys remember back in the day, fidget spinners or that pie face game or a speak out game or just something that's new and trendy and you see it on like TikTok, like the TikTok leggings. Okay, if you guys don't know that, just look it up. TikTok leggings. It's kind of a funny video, but these things like literally are this huge trend. And then in a couple months, they'll be gone. So making sure that you avoid trend chasing. I know that's like a mouthful. There's plenty of profit in other things. You don't have to chase the craziest trends and try to get all the little gaming systems and, you know, things like that. If you're lucky enough to snag a couple, great. But if you're not, there's plenty of profit in everyday items. Amazon sales increase by 25% of non-normal Amazon Prime users will use Amazon during Q4. And these are just like facts and statistics that you can like look up and know with Amazon. 25% increase in just regular non-Prime buyers. Like, are there still non-Prime buyers? I don't know. I mean, I think the last stat I read was like 89% of US households are Amazon Prime, someone in the household. So a lot of people are shopping, but other people aren't. There's plenty of profits in the categories. Trends are unpredictable. You don't want to stake all of your claim on a trend when people get stuck with these items. I mean, even masks nowadays, like if you look at liquidation companies right now, people are liquidating masks by the millions because people jumped on the trend. And for 18 months or so, and people are still wearing some masks, and that's great. But like, there's an overabundance now of masks, both disposable and washable and all these different ones. And I'm sure a lot of people will continue to wear them for a comfortable period of time, but there is a massive overstock now of masks. So paying attention to these types of things is really important to not jump on trends. If something's very trendy, sure, dip your toe in the water a little bit, but don't get crazy. I've heard of people spending their life savings like a few years ago on Hatchimals, and then Amazon came back in stock and they lost like so much. They couldn't even break even on them. They lost money because they bought thousands of them and hoped to like kind of hit pay dirt, and it didn't really happen. So don't chase trends. Just sell boring everyday items that people are constantly buying. And, you know, Q4 is winter time for most people in the country, or half the country at least. So in wherever area you're from, I'm sure it turns winter. You know, it's global, right? You know, winter is flip-flopped, I think, sometimes in the different hemispheres, but still. Sell winter items, sell, you know, there's times where we can't even find snow boots in the store because they sell out so early and then there's none left later. There is plenty to sell in Q4. And remember, mommyincome.com/jumpstart for the Q4 jumpstart class. I'm going to literally give you lists of things that you can start selling. Things that people don't think of. People think a lot about specific holiday related items, but people are unaware of just the ideas out there of things to sell that people aren't paying attention to. So I'm going to disclose some of those fun things in the Q4 jumpstart class. So mommyincome.com/jumpstart if you want to know what to sell in Q4. And guess what? Toys are not even it. I mean, you can sell toys if that's your expertise or that's something you like and they make plenty of money, but there's many, many, many categories of products to sell. And I can't wait to tell you all about them in Q4 jumpstart. So shiny objects won't pay the bills long-term. So you just have to pay attention that trends are trends. They come and they go as quickly as possible. So look for steady, consistent profits and not necessarily trending. And another thing is like, don't panic. Like I know a lot of people, what they tend to do during Q4 is people are used to two-day free shipping that's getting closer and closer to a holiday. And they're like, oh, this stuff's not selling. So they start to lower their price to the point where they're breaking even or losing money. Don't panic and lower your prices. Items sell after holidays. They also sell right up into the holiday. So don't be stuck with that. There's a lot of people that are last minute that will actually pay whatever price is available because that's the item that they need. How many of you, just ask yourself this question and be honest, how many of you have overpaid for something because you kept putting it off and then realized you needed it in 2 days and you paid an astronomical amount of money for something because you kind of forgot about it and now you need it right now? I certainly have done that. And so don't worry about that. There's always those last minute people that forget about something. And there's also people that don't necessarily care about price. They're like, oh, this is what I need. This is what I want. Add it to cart, be done. They literally made a decision in 30 seconds and they're not even worried about shopping around. They're like, oh shoot, I need to order this on Amazon. They literally pick up their phone, buy it now, swipe to the right. They bought it. They're done. So don't necessarily panic about your prices. Your items will start selling and you'll be surprised at what people sell and how boring everyday items sell fine. Items sell after holidays. Watch prices and raise them. Your competition is going to sell out. They're going to lower their price and they're going to panic and you're not. So pay attention to preparing for Q4, looking at pricing trends and hold that. Trust the facts, not how you feel about it. Not like, oh my gosh, what if, what if, what if, what if. You can deal with what if when it comes. And let me tell you what, there's something worse than having extra inventory left over. It's called selling out and losing money that way. Because if you have a physical product to sell, you haven't lost all that money. You have a product you can sell. You can sell it for less. You can sell it for more. You could bundle it. You could repurpose it. You could bulk inventory, liquidate, whatever, but you can't sell what you don't have. So make sure you're paying attention to that. Also, while you're doing your research, watch and trust the Keepa charts. The Keepa charts will show you alerts and you can set up price alerts. You can look at what's trending and what the prices are coming and going, how often things go out of stock. And when they go out of stock, you can pay attention to them. You can jack your prices up. pay attention to all the data points. Remember, you are in online retail at the biggest selling season of the year. You're gonna have to pay attention. You're gonna have to work a little bit more. And I know with holidays, there's festivities, there's always fun stuff to do. And now with the pandemic subsiding and people are gonna have more events, it's going to be exciting, but don't get distracted. Plan ahead, use a schedule. I know that that's not sexy. You're like, oh, we're entrepreneurs. We like our freedom. We don't want to live by a schedule or a routine. Well, guess what? Regardless of how free-spirited you want to be, your business still needs attention. It needs a schedule, a plan, because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So that's really, really what you need to pay attention to when it comes to Q4 and planning ahead. Don't let fear stop you. There are billions of people shopping on Amazon. I know people that shop daily. They're constantly shopping on Amazon. Everything they do, they shop on Amazon. They don't even order from any other website. They're just like, oh, just buy it on Amazon. Buy it on Amazon. Don't care about this. I've even talked about doing that in a store. And if there's one of me, there's a million, right? So don't let fear stop you from ordering a little extra inventory. If you've got the extra money, if you don't, then save it. Save it for a couple months and build up your Q4 inventory because you're going to need more than you think. Buy more than you think. One of my worst, and this will be next week's episode too. So I want you to pay, like we're doing like a continuation. I'm going to give you some of my personal business Q4 mistakes next week. So I want you to pay attention to that because I've made some Q4 business mistakes and I don't want you guys to do the same. So this is about prep. Next week will be about the mistakes I've made and how you can avoid them. But one of my biggest ones I'll give you a hint on is that I wish I bought more of that syndrome. Have any of you guys ever said, oh gosh, that sold out so fast. I wish I would have bought more. I would rather have failure than regret because regret just sucks. There's nothing you can do about it. But failure, which we all define this in a different way, but I guess if you're talking Q4, maybe a failure would be you got stuck with a bunch of inventory that didn't sell. But the good news about that is that you can repurpose the inventory, you can sell it back, you can liquidate it, you can hold it for next year. It's not a total loss. But a total loss is, say you only ordered 50 of something and you sold 50 in 10 days and you can't reorder that. The potential of the lost money, to me, in my personal opinion, is worth more than getting stuck with something that then I have to figure out what to do with. So it all depends on your personal preference. But I think, you know, no risk, no reward. So jump in, buy a little more. Okay, so if you're really high, if you have a low risk tolerance and you're like, oh, that scares me, then I challenge you to just up it by 10%. So if you're going to order 50, maybe order an extra case or order 55 and just order a little bit extra. Because what's the worst that could happen? You don't sell a few, you have to liquidate or break even or sell it on eBay or Facebook Marketplace or out of the back of your trunk at a flea market. Like, I don't care, but like, you can always have a sellable asset if you have a physical product, but you can't sell what you don't have. And so order more than you think. Look at last year's sales if you have them and order more than you did last year, unless you got stuck with a bunch and then maybe not reorder that item or order less. I've done that as well. We'll talk about that next week. But plan ahead. Now is the time to do your research. You can research last year's top sellers. And of course, mommyincome.com/jumpstart. You can come and learn what actually sells really well in Q4 and what to buy. Your competition is not thinking about this. They're like, we're going to buy toys. We're going to buy trends. We're going to buy Christmas decorations. And there's so much more to sell during Q4 than all those things. So paying attention to that. It's a great time of year to test new bundles. My prime example of this is my client, Catherine, who you will hear on the podcast very soon. She's going to do an interview with me and kind of tell you guys all about her experience. But last year, she launched her very first bundle that she created, and it was a huge hit. She sold so many between November and December, and she keeps selling it now. Now, we just had our coaching session, and she's like, how much do I buy for Q4? So we crunched the numbers, and it was a little nerve-wracking because it was quite a big bill that she's going to have money she's going to have to put out there, but she is going to kill it because if this is how well it did last year, think of how much she can sell if she starts in October. in the build up to Q4 to where she kind of jumped in a little bit. I wouldn't say late, but it's when she, I think, mid-November. And it was an awesome experience. And she's added so much more since then. But you've got to look at last year's sales and you have to think about how much more could I sell if I didn't run out of stock. So running out of stock is like the worst Q4 problem. And so thinking about it's time to test new things. It's time to send 12 or 15 test bundles to see how well they do. Because if they sell well in Q4, then they might be able to sell year round. So looking at velocity and things like that. Most people who aren't normal everyday Amazon users still shop on Amazon in Q4 more than other times. Most things sell in Q4, but you can't sell what you don't have, right? My final advice for preparing for Q4 is really to make yourself a schedule. Sit down after this episode and really write down, like, look at your calendar. Plan yourself some time to be able to say, okay, these are the weeks or these are the days, especially if you have if this is your side hustle and you've got a regular job, you're going to need to plan extra healthy things. You're going to be able to plan to, you've got holidays coming up. I'm sure you have friends and family and events and things you want to go to. So look at your calendar now and just plug in those dates, plug them in and say, you know what? Okay, this day I'm going to be retail arbitraging or shipping, or my wholesale order comes in on this day and that day. And this is what I'm going to be doing there. So pay attention to your schedule and make yourself a schedule. And you know what? Schedule yourself a little break in January when all the hoopla has died down and your sales are great. You'll probably have a little bit of extra jingle in your pocket. So maybe January is a time that you can then, I don't know, come visit me at one of my workshops, because I usually do several in January. So maybe that's your little retreat time where you can get away from it, take a breath, take an extra couple days, plan yourself some time, but also plan. So again, make sure that if this is your first Q4 or you want to do better at Q4, or you're just a little nervous about it, mommyincome.com/jumpstart. You're going to learn what to sell during Q4, certain selling strategies that will help you increase your profits, shipping deadlines, holiday shipping calendar. And I might throw a little bit of BOLOs in there just for fun. BOLOs mean be on the lookout for certain things. I have a little tricks up my sleeve that only you can learn in Q4 Jumpstart. So make sure that you sign up for that. I know y'all could be anywhere at any time listening to anybody else. So I don't take that for granted. Thank you for listening to the Amazon Files podcast. And I will see you same time, same place next week. Thank you for being a loyal listener. If you are ready to take your business to a whole new level, I'm ready to work with you. Visit mommyincome.com/coach to schedule your one-on-one call today. I'll be back next week with more strategies to help you succeed. Until then, step small and dream big.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Amazon Files podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes by heading over to mommyincome.com/review. The Amazon Files will be back again next week. Thanks again for listening.